So it's the Manx Shearwater. And the reason why we're talking about the Manx Shearwater is for many, many years up and down the coast of Kerry, there's been huge volunteer work by people rescuing these birds off the streets and roads and laybys that have come ashore due to stormy weather or come ashore because they've been disoriented by lights. And that's not their normal habitat. They're normally out at sea. So I'm just highlighting this. There's some fantastic work, as I said, by volunteers up and down the coast, probably in other counties as well on the West Coast. And it's important that these birds are rescued and returned to the sea as soon as possible.
Okay, and there is quite an extraordinary story about one Manx Shearwater that's found its way to Kerry. And to take this up now, we are joined on the line by Brendan Mannix. Brendan, good morning to you. Can you tell us about your link to this story?
Good morning, Trotter, and good morning, Ed. My link to the story, yesterday evening I was leaving Castle Island and I park in Walsh Electrical Car Park and I was approaching my car and I saw something under the car, I thought it was a cat or something like that, and put my stuff into the boot and I looked under the thing and thought, oh, it's a small bird. And I pulled forward and the bird stayed there and I picked it up and I noticed it had webbed feet. And I said, you look a little lost. In my own mind, put it back down, and I said, there's only one man to call, and that is Mr. Ed Carty, who knows everything about wildlife and birds in particular, probably. So I called Ed, and Ed told me what it was, told me what to do. Now, he gave me good advice, and I kind of thought of it at the same time myself, about avian bird flu, and I picked it up with my naked hands, and thankfully we had dog poo bags in the car, so I used those as improvised gloves, and I put it into the boot of the car and kept it there until about 8:45 last night, and myself and my daughter took it back to Blenheville, and we put it as close to the shoreline as we could, and we hope it is safe and happy now again, and not flapping around Castle Island.
And obviously the bird wasn't injured in any way, because obviously you'd still have in its care, it would be at a vet. But it was obviously looked very discommoded and very puzzled to find itself in Castle Island, far away from its usual environment.
Exactly. And you see, I thought it was injured until Ed explained to me that its feet are set back far on its body. So it's hopeless on land. Water is its natural environment. And as soon as Ed said that to me, I looked at the creature and I went, oh, yeah, its legs are set back. And it made complete sense to me. So, you know, I was delighted that I had a friend like Ed that I could call. No, Ed might dispute that we're friends, but I get away with it while we're on the phone. He squawked. When I first picked him up, he didn't say much to me, or she, or whatever it might be. And when I picked it up a second time, it squawked like mad and gave out to me. But I put it into the boot of the car and left it there for a couple of hours. And it seemed okay when we put it down by the water. It sat there for a while. We looked at it for a couple of minutes and it sat there for a while. And so we assumed it was safe and well.
So you were the helping hand that this poor grounded Manx Shearwater needed.
Exactly, like, you know, who would think that they would come into close contact with a Manx Shearwater? Because, you know, you see them when you're out on a boat trip around Dingle or wherever else you might be on a boat trip, you see them there and stuff like that. But I would never have thought in a car park in Castle Island a Manx Shearwater would be hanging about. And look, an estate agent with a heart and sympathy. Who would have ever said an estate agent would have a heart to pick up a
well done, Brendan.
And take it?
Well done.
It's the best PR that your sector has gotten in a long, long time, Brendan. A long,
exactly.
Long time.
my kudos is right up at the very top again.
And very briefly, if I could ask you, Ed, why do you think it got went in so far inland and ended up in a car park in Castle Island? Are there any possible reasons, Ed?
Yeah. So the evening before Brendan's bird, I rescued one with Ger Scollard in Tralee. I did the same thing, got a phone call and went out to the house over near Galley's and near Manor and put it into a a cardboard box, wore gloves, again for avian flu for health risk reasons, and brought it out to Blenheim and threw it up in the air at about 9 o'clock the last night, and it flew off strongly out westerly. The reason why we do the birds at night is because if these birds are around during the day, as Brendan said, and as I know, they're not great on the ground, and the gulls will just attack them and kill them because they're not great. But once they're in the air, it's a different ballgame. They're fantastic flyers, and they fly like, you know, very fast and wearing wings, so they're brilliant at it. Why it's inland? The recent stormy weather, these birds breeding their thousands on the Skelligs, the Blaskets, Puffin Island, all along the west coast of Ireland, of Kerry. So these are young, inexperienced birds. Their first taste of freedom, their first out of a burrow, is into a northwesterly gale, and they're just hammered back inland. Some, as I said earlier, are picked up in the streets in Dingle, Ballyferter, Dunquin, Slayhead, South Kerry, all these places, and these are volunteers that know what they're doing. Other birds are blown inland, like Tralee, and as Brendan said, Castle Island. I also heard of one last week in Ballyduff, would you believe? But again, the plan is simple. If you see one, or you think you see one, if people want to ring Radio Kerry and get my number, that's fine. Put into a cardboard box, wear gloves, be sensible, be common sense, be practical, put on gloves, put into a cardboard box, nice quiet room, keep the noise levels down. Then when it gets dark, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and these nights, out to Blenheim, out to Phoenix, out somewhere on the coast, throw it up in the air and it should fly way high. These birds are not injured. They don't seem to be suffering from avian flu. They're just storm-driven and tired and exhausted, and that's it, Tressa.